This week's parsha, we read of the family united in Mitzrayim, finally all together, living in peace and harmony with each other. And of course, it's this unity that's going to lead to the formation of the Jewish people in Sefer Shemot. We're going to move from a family to a people. And these children of Yaakov, these same Shvatim, who were struggling with each other in the last parshiot, are going to become the leadership, the next generation of the Jewish people. If we take a look at Yaakov's brachot, where he identifies in each of them their characteristics, their future potential, it's not surprising that Yosef stands out. Yosef is the only one of the brothers in reference to whom Yaakov uses the word ben, son. Ben parat Yosef, ben parat alei ayin, etc. So at first glance you assume that Yosef's prominence is going to continue into the future of the Jewish people. But of course, we know that this is not the case. And the reason this is not the case is because Yaakov has even stronger words for, out of all people, his son Yehuda. Yaakov addresses Yehuda and tells him, Yehuda, ata yoducha achecha. It's you who your brothers will recognize. The you naturally excludes the others, including Yosef. He continues, yadcha beoref oyevecha, Yishtachavu lecha b'nei avicha. The sons of your father will bow to you, which is surprising because in the last few parashiyot, since Yosef's dreams, we've been seeing the brothers bowing to Yosef. In fact, the careful reader in the beginning of Parashat Vayeshev notes that Yaakov's objection to Yosef's second dream is on exactly this point. Yosef's first dream, the one about the sheaves of wheat, bowing to his sheath of wheat, Yaakov has nothing to say about that dream. But the second dream, that has the sun, moon, and stars bowing to Yosef, Yaakov objects and he says, "Vayigar bo aviv, ma chalom hazeh asher chalamta? Havo navo ani v'imcha v'yachecha lishtachavot lecha arza?" It's one thing to say that our wheat will bow, will be dependent on your wheat. But personal prostration? We will bow to you, Yosef. The same Yaakov says to Yehuda, Yehuda, ata yoducha achecha. Oyvecha yishtachavu lecha. Yadcha ba'oref oyvecha yishtachavu lecha b'nei avicha. They won't bow to Yosef, but they will bow to you. Yaakov goes on to describe Yehuda's future role as a leader. Lo yasur shevet mi Yehuda, u'michokek mi ben raglav. And of course we know that it is Yehuda, his descendants, who take over the eternal Malchut Yisrael. Why? How could this be? We saw what Yehuda did in Parshat Vayeshev, his role in the sale of Yosef. The answer, of course, comes from the pasuk in between. Gur Aryeh Yehuda, Mitereth Bini Olita. These words are somewhat cryptic, but one thing we see for sure here. Yehuda had an aliyah. Yehuda had a Yerida, but it's a Yerida l'tzorach aliyah. We read after the sale of Yosef, Vayered Yehuda me'etechav. Yehuda lost his prominent position amongst the brothers when they realized what had happened. But Yehuda was someone who redeemed himself. Rashi talks about Yehuda's sensitivity even in the moment of the sale, that he preferred the sale over the murder of Yosef. Beyond that, we see the role Yehuda plays in admitting his fault to Tamar when she is about to be burned for her relationship with him. Rashi mentions that as well. The Targum Yonatan, though, sees that as connected to the initial phrase that Yaakov used in reference to Yehuda. Yehuda, ata yoducha achecha. Yehuda admitted to Tamar at that moment, and maybe b'schut that, the brothers admit to Yehuda, recognize Yehuda and his special future role. Of course, Yehuda fixes his lack of loyalty to Yosef with the loyalty to Binyamin. And this is the basis of Yehuda's status. And of course, the lesson we learn from here is that to be a leader does not mean to be perfect. Maybe you have to specifically be imperfect. So you learn how to be able to correct your ways, how to be able to change course, That's an even greater skill than being born perfectly. And that's what Yehuda stands for. The Targum Yonathan has a very poignant Targum on the Pasuk of Yehuda, Atayo Ducha Achechel, and he writes, Odita Al-Vda de Tamar, you recognized, and they recognize you because of what you did in admitting to Tamar, begin kain, because of that, L'cha Yehudin Achecha, your brothers will admit to you and recognize you, V'yitkarun Yehudoyun Al Shmecha, and the Jewish people will become known as Jews, Yehudoyun, in your name, Yehuda. Yehuda's name begins with his mother Leah's recognition of Hashem's gifts to her. Hapam odet Hashem on her fourth child, Alkein Karashimo Yehuda. And Yehuda becomes someone who lives his namesake as the person who can admit. And that leads the brothers to recognize his future role and we to identify ourselves in his name as Yehudoyun, as Jews, who aren't perfect, but have in our genetic code the ability to recognize our faults and correct them. May we learn from Yehuda how leadership potential hinges on that ability to change course and admit mistakes so that we too can realize the leadership potential and gender potential we have as well. Shabbat Shalom.